Hey, it's Genevieve, aka Miss Fab 617.
And it's your girl Crystal, aka The Crystal Lens.
We're coming to you from our new show called
Boston Come Through. We'll be bringing you the latest and greatest things happening in and around Boston. We'll be talking what? Black-owned businesses, hey. Social events, what? And the Black experience. Okay. How's that sound, Genevieve?
I love it.
Dig it.
Tune in every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Boston Free Radio.
Boston, come through. Come listen.
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
It's Genevieve, a.k.a. Miss Fab 617.
It's Burly, a.k.a. Burly.
And this is Boston Come Through. Thank you for listening, guys. Crystal, she'll be calling in soon. She's currently in... North Korea. She's in South Korea right now.
Okay.
Girl, talking to the mic.
Crystal.
Oh my God, Crystal's the co-host. You haven't met her.
No, I haven't.
Okay, here she's calling.
All right.
Hey, Crystal.
Hey.
Hey, Crystal. She's like, who's that?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you, Genevieve.
Can you hear Burly?
Hi, Crystal.
Hey, you sound
kind of
far, but hey.
Yeah, girl, we're struggling a little bit. We got a little late start, but how are you?
Good. You know, it's bright and early over here.
I can't read that.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Burly, can you talk into the mic so I can make sure I can hear you?
Hi.
Perfect, guys. Okay, guys, pass me that. Crystal, how is South Korea?
It is so amazing. I'm having such an awesome time. I tried to do my best to avoid, you know, the jet lag and all that good stuff. And I've been doing all right so far. But it's just, I don't know, it's so breathtaking. And so I don't even have, like, the words. I'm, like, still trying to process the fact that I'm, like, this far on the other side of the planet.
That's dope. I'm just laughing at Burly over here because... She has her Facebook Live going on right now, and I think she forgot. She's also talking into the mic. She also said, who is Crystal? So I know you guys haven't formally met yet.
No.
I know.
Crystal, me Burly. Burly, me Crystal.
Hi, Crystal.
Hey, Burly.
I feel like I talk to each of you guys about each of you guys.
I know. It's true. It's actually very true. Like, I probably know more about her just because of how much you speak about her.
I really do. She's like, you always say, like, I know her on Instagram or, not right. Instagram, LinkedIn.
Oh, okay.
Or LinkedIn, yeah.
You friends with everybody on LinkedIn.
Yeah, I am. That's why I'm not sure. But does she go to one of our events, the BWE event?
No, I don't think, Crystal, you've been to a BWE event, right?
I haven't, but we've talked on LinkedIn before.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember how long ago that was. We definitely talked on LinkedIn, and I think we have each other's numbers. Like, I'm almost certain of that.
Okay, I'll be stalking you after this show.
Perfect. So how was your weekend, Crystal?
Pretty good. Obviously, I was on a flight on... Gosh, when did I leave? Monday morning to come up here, so 14 hours in the air. So I spent most of my weekend just really prepping for the trip and doing, like, a lot of last-minute packing and all that good stuff, and was even packing, like, up until probably, like, 4 a.m. My flight was at, like, 10 a.m., so yeah. That was mostly my weekend.
I feel like she was in the air all day.
Yeah,
it was 14 straight hours from New York, so yeah, it felt like, it actually didn't feel as long as it sounds, but it's pretty long, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Burly, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. It was, I feel like it was kind of a blur, but I went away to D.C., so that was awesome, with my boo.
Nice.
So yeah,
Burly got a boo, y'all.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
That's it.
Awesome. Okay. Mom's the word. I was off the grid. So
you sound sketchy.
I know. I just didn't do anything.
Okay.
It was like I slept a lot and I watched Game of Thrones.
I have never seen Game of Thrones.
You need to get your whole life.
Is that on Netflix?
No, it's on Hulu though. It's not on Hulu. It's on Hulu via the HBO.
Oh, edition, okay. I think Amazon Prime has that.
Yeah, you get like the free month. Amazon Prime got that? Is that included in regular Prime?
No, you have to pay for that.
I was going to say, because yeah. I'm about to be paying for it on Hulu, so I'm going to go cancel that. No. Okay. I just wanted to double check. So that was my weekend. I did want to talk about, I think, Crystal, I feel like you posted about it, but the whole Me Too thing, guys, because I feel like that was like one of the biggest stories in the last week.
Yeah, definitely. And just also, I mean, just like in general, that and... Not, I wouldn't call it, like, backlash, but just kind of, like, the opposing side to it as well, because I think there was a lot of people who were, like, I don't even know how to explain it, but it was just, like, interesting to see the people who were, had criticism of it, you know what I mean?
I mean, I didn't hear about that. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, there was some people, and again, I think in each, like, context it was different depending on what the person was talking about, but for some people I saw, like, on my timeline, you know, they were saying, you know, oh, like, guys, this isn't for you, this and that, blah blah blah, this is only for women, which I totally understand. But my kind of, like, rebuttal to that was that there are guys who are victims of sexual assault, and so why can't that also be, you know what I mean, opened up to them too? And I didn't know what the origin of the actual hashtag was. So I didn't know if it was, like, specifically for women, but just, like, in my eyes, it just made it seem like it should be for anyone who was a victim of sexual assault if you chose to share it.
Right. Any thoughts on that, Burley?
So I just found out about the whole Me Too hashtag. I had no idea what it was for. I don't know. I mean, like I said, I don't know too much about it, so I don't want to, like, jump into my opinions, but I thought it was interesting that everybody was so open about, you know, I don't know, something about, like, just sharing with the world, like, yeah, I was a victim of sexual assault. I don't know.
It takes a lot of bravery. I think that's what it really is. Like, it takes so much courage to, like, even, like, within yourself to, like, think, okay, I'm actually going to post this, and then to actually post it. You know what I mean? Like, that takes so much, like, courage and bravery and just, you know, just strength. And, like, anyone who posted, like, you know, kudos to them, but also kudos to the people who, like, didn't post as well, because, you know, a lot of people are still working through some of that trauma, or, you know, they're just not comfortable with it. And maybe they just, like, liked a status or something like that. But just kudos to everyone, like, around.
Yeah, kudos to awareness. I actually had someone on my timeline actually posted a really detailed, like, version of what happened to them and getting raped in college and then being blamed for it.
Oh,
You know, because you just do stuff when you're younger and you don't think something bad's going to happen. But then just being blamed for it and then just nothing coming of that, like, no legal action because the DA is like, well, we don't think we can win the case, so and then so just never getting your justice. So that is super traumatizing, like, because it's like after the actual incident, then it's like being traumatized again. So definitely. And it sucks as women, because I think, Chris, I think you posted that article, but there was an article I read that was floating around, and it was about a woman and how she just kind of made excuses for men's bad behavior. Like, you know, like when she was in seventh grade with a boy touching her behind, or, like, you know, just all these things that it may not be, like, this huge, like, you were raped, but it could have been, like, you were catcalled or just made to feel uncomfortable in any type of way. And I hope it is a wake-up call, because I feel like men especially don't really realize the magnitude of it, you know? So
yeah, definitely. I think that also, like, it goes so much deeper, and we could probably spend all day talking about it, but just the whole, like, rape culture and, like, just how a lot of things are, like, normalized in our society that, you know what I mean? Like, that we don't even realize that's so normalized, you know what I mean? Just everyday little things that you don't even think twice about. And, you know, it's just kind of like, oh, yep, it's just another day, another cat call, another day. And it's like, no, you shouldn't have to, you know, deal with all of that, you know, in one day, 24 hours, even like 2 hours, like walking around downtown or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah. No, that's so true. And it's just unfortunate. We're going to take a quick break, guys. And I'm going to play, this song is not even new, but I act like it is. I don't know if y'all are on the Afro Beats wave. I've been on it for a minute, but... I know you know it's Pata Ranking, My Woman, My Everything. Y'all probably think it was a Jamaican song, but it's not. It's African. Yeah. Nigerian. Shout out to the West Africans and the Nigerians. And you know I'm low-key Senegalese and Ghanaian. That's in my mind. That's what I am. But even though my name is Lego Stays. But that's neither here nor there. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to need y'all to stay tuned. Bye. Okay, we're back, guys. Like, officially, like, for real, for real. You guys heard her, and we didn't introduce her formally, but Miss Burley Narcisse, a.k.a. Miss Belle Monique.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Burley's, like, one of my favorite people, so I am a little biased when I say that. But, Burley, tell the people who you is.
You already said.
You is what you do.
So my name is Burley Narcisse. I am founder and CEO of Belle Monique, which is a digital magazine that is based out of here, out of Boston.
Go ahead. Tell them some more. What else do you do?
That's pretty much it. I work all the time she on is. Bell. I also founded an organization called Black Women Entrepreneurs in Boston as well, which is a group of amazing entrepreneur women of color, and we do dope things together and just supporting each other.
That's so awesome. I'm curious.
I'm not shy at you. I just love Burley so much. So I mean, those of people who do know me and follow me on Instagram know that I'm a writer now.
Official now.
And I'm official because Burley made me official. You know, because I'm actually, I write for Belle Monique. And I hope you've read my articles. If you have not, you're missing out.
Mm-hmm.
But
they're so dope.
Thank you, girl. Thank you. But Belle Monique itself, you know, I feel like you should talk about your journey because I'm going to go in and people are like, what is she talking about?
Yeah.
Can you tell them a little bit about your journey?
Like from the beginning?
Yeah, definitely.
From the beginning, yes.
Okay,
girl,
well.
Because you have a dope
history. So, I used to work at Tufts Health Plan. I don't know if I should be putting that out, but whatever.
Maybe, I don't know. As long as you don't badmouth them on air.
I don't know. It's a great company. they were amazing. But I used to work for Tufts Health Plan, which was a top health insurance company in the country. And I was doing a lot with, you know, customer experience and things like that. And I was just miserable working the job.
Mm, don't we know it, girl.
Great company, but at some point, I'm just like, this isn't for me. Mm-hmm. My good friend, Kurt Faustin, was my boss at the time.
Shout out to Kurt.
Hey, Kurt, public speaker.
I was on your LinkedIn today. I was stalking.
Go ahead. We would have one-on-ones, and he would constantly be like, is this what you want to do? Is this what you have planned for your life? Like, what are your goals? And he would just keep nagging me. And to eventually, you know, I started questioning, should I be at this job? Is this what I want to do? Long story short, I ended up quitting because he wouldn't give me a 2-week vacation to clear my mind and figure out if I should quit.
So
I remember I asked him for the 2-week vacation and he was like, well, I don't know, Burley, because, you know, I got to check the schedule. And I'm like, okay, all right. And then he went to the bathroom and I just submitted my resignation letter and that's how I quit.
Girl, can I get that letter?
Listen, high fives to that.
Right.
High fives to that.
So yeah, and then, you know, I left Tufts Health Plan. I jumped into wardrobe styling because I was always in love with fashion. So I'm like, you know, let me try that. People say that I could dress.
So you be looking nice.
I was doing the whole wardrobe styling thing. I loved doing that, but I felt like, I don't know, after working since the age of 12 and then quitting your job, it's like whatever you do after that, it has to be worth it.
That's true.
So if I wasn't happy, I'm like, I have to figure out what's going to make me happy to make such a huge sacrifice.
Right.
So I didn't stop the whole wardrobe styling thing, but I did a promotional photo shoot for my wardrobe styling where I brought in like all my girls and I'm like, hey, let's do a photo shoot. I'll style you. It'll be for my, like, you know, marketing for my styling services. And during the photo shoot, I would, like, you know, we had music going and drinks and food and the photographers flashing away, and these beautiful women of color are helping each other with their hair and makeup. Aww. And they're laughing and they're encouraging each other, and I remember, aww, like, I was watching it and I was like, oh my god.
Tear.
I was like, I like this. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know, you know, because I literally made up my entire brand. I was like, I don't right. know what is gonna come out of this, but I kept doing it because I loved it. And that's how the whole photo shoot thing started. And then I was like, I wanted to highlight them on a bigger platform. So I played around with the magazine. And literally, every time I would put something out and people would respond positively to it, I'd be like, all right, let me keep going this route. And that's just how the magazine kind of, you know, was born.
That's so dope.
It's amazing because I remember, I feel like I was around when... Maybe I wasn't. Maybe I came in like a year later. But I remember when you were doing like the wardrobe styling. And then all of a sudden you was writing a magazine. I was like, well, wait.
I had to like put out a post and be like, I switched it up, guys.
I was like, wait, I don't get it. But I get it now. And I'm like, and now I'm part of this awesome journey along with you.
Yay.
That's amazing. Burley was actually featured on Fox 25.
Looking a hot mess.
Fox 25 News the other day, and I saw the
Yeah, low key famous.
Right.
Yeah. So, Crystal Hayes, is she the journalist?
I don't watch the news.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she is.
So she's
She's so dope. She's so beautiful. But she outreached to me at like the same day that I was on the news. And she was like, can I do an interview? And I'm like, okay, sure. And I'm thinking it's like, you know, an interview and she's going to write up an article.
Right.
But she comes in with a cameraman. And I'm like, yes. What is that? But no, Crystal. No.
Oh, no.
Because I was in sweatpants. And I was looking at a hot mess. And I saw her coming with the camera guy, and I'm just like, oh, Jesus. So I'm trying to, like, myself a little bit. So
I'd be really mad, though. I'm not Crystal Haynes. Come on. Girl magic. You know you should have gave me a heads up. Like, homegirl, I'm coming with a camera. Yeah. Get yourself together. You got 20 minutes.
But I was just appreciative of the opportunity, regardless of how crazy I looked. Being that I'm on a platform that, you know, encourages self-confidence, I'm like, whatever. I got to embrace myself at all levels. So it was a good opportunity, regardless.
No, that's amazing.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
And then Burley's, okay. The thing I love about Burley is that Burley doesn't just do her. Like, she doesn't just promote herself, but she also is like, you're like pushing other people out. I don't know if I said that so eloquently. You're like birthing other people out.
She's giving birth.
I've never called you pushy.
I've been called that.
So Burley's literally the reason why my blog started.
Yeah. Oh my God.
No, yes. It's true. Yeah. Because I had bought the domain back in April of 2016, and it was like October, and I remember it was like 1 a.m, and I was talking to Burley randomly, and I'm just like, and you know when my birthday is about to come up, I always feel like, I don't know if that's everybody, but I'm always kind of like, damn, what did I do for the year?
Yeah,
like, you know,
right, same.
So it was like, I think like a week or two before my birthday, and like I was like, I ain't do shit. Like, and Rose was like, well, what do you want to do? And then you were like, you gave me like, well, why don't you make the birthday your deadline to put out a post? Yes. So
the day after though,
I did because I had to get my whole life together. I got my Vanya did my pictures, but I didn't realize, like, I didn't understand photography then. Like, I was like, take the picture and give me the pictures. Like, I understand, like, they have.
Oh, that's why there was a little delay.
Part of it, but I was like, girl, I don't work like that. Like,
that makes sense.
My bad, sorry. But I think that's one of the things I admire the most about Burley is that she's not out here trying to make like just a name for yourself, which there's nothing wrong with that, but also using your platform to help other people be their best selves and do the things, you know, push us out our comfort zone. So it's really amazing and inspiring and low key. Like, she said, Loki. I mean, look at my friend. Okay, because I mean, she's famous. I'm famous too, girl. I'm in the right company.
All you guys with me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to go, girl. So you know, you ain't gotta force me to do anything. Mm-hmm. So that's what I admire most about you.
Thanks, Genevieve.
And speaking of pushing other people out, then there's Black Women Entrepreneurs Boston.
Burley. I want to hear more about that because you guys always look like you're doing some really awesome stuff, and I want to be part. And I'm jealous, I feel left out.
Is she in the group? Are you in the group?
We have a Facebook page.
I don't know if I was invited.
First of all, girl, you gotta get in where you fit in, and you know you's invited.
I'm gonna just bust through the next event.
Yeah, like, we'll make sure you're in it after this podcast, at least. But Black Women Entrepreneurs in Boston. I started that Facebook group because I would go. I never went to that many networking events, but I went to a few networking events, and I'm somebody who's really big on. You look crazy. I'm somebody who's really big on connections and relationships, and I would go to networking events, and people would literally be like, what do you do? And I would tell them, you know, I'm in fashion. They'd be like, all right. Like, they would move on, like, you know, my industry didn't appeal to them. And I just realized everybody was out, like, looking for something and trying to get something out of me without even knowing me. Like, people would want to collaborate with me, and this would be one of my biggest pet peeves, because I'm like, you want to collaborate, but you stop.
I just try to hear myself in life.
You want to collaborate, but you don't even know my work ethic. Like, I might be lazy as hell, and you're just so quick to be like, let's work together. So I started Black Women Entrepreneurs because I wanted to be around just genuine people who I didn't always have to talk business with, that I could just connect with and just, you know, kick it with and have conversation with, but also be around like-minded women that I can grow with, who, you know, we could push each other to get to the next level. So that was that.
I'm not gonna lie though, we are lit. Black women entrepreneurs. If you're not in, you need to be in. Yes, you can sit with us, but you need to be about your business. Amen. At the same time.
You have to be a grinder.
Yeah, our committee meetings are really dope because I had a little breakdown on Monday. Shout out to Judy Cazot because she's on the committee. And Judy, don't ask me any more times if I okay. She asked me like 4 times and finally here come my little tear.
Because I don't think I've never seen you cry. So when you got up
say
all that.
I said a tear. I didn't say I cried. Okay. But anyway, I know.
But it like touched me. I'm like, girl, you okay?
I cry all the time, guys.
Or you just
I didn't mean to do that. But hey, no, we check in with each other. So I think that's really amazing. Especially as like black women, just needing those spaces where like we can be ourselves and be like, you know, our Cardi B loving selves.
Yeah, not put on a front. You know what I mean? Just be completely authentic.
Right. And like you said, being in, because you know what, one thing I say about being an entrepreneur, the language is different when you're around other entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Like I remember I remember having dinner with like some people I went to college with, shout out to Howard University and Hampton University, the other HU. But I remember we were having this dinner and I remember one of them was like, I could never quit my job, girl, because you know the money. And I was like, these are not my type of people. Mm-hmm. Like that's literally the thought that ran through my head, because I'm like, when you're around other entrepreneurs and you're doing stuff I guess people consider radical or not normal, they're gonna like applaud you and support. Like you tell someone you go out to quit your job like I did today, you get like, oh my god, congratulations. Other people be like, so what you finna do next, like where you gonna make your money, right? So I already know, like just based on language, who I'm dealing with. And it's really dope. It's a dope space to be around.
It is.
Right.
And but, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the people who don't want that lifestyle. Because at one point, I was of that mentality. Like, I ain't quitting my job. So, I can understand it. It was like a transitional period for me to have the entrepreneur frame of mind.
I feel like I was always like that. But I was always trying to... No, because like I realized like I've never spent more than 2 years at a job.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right. And then I started a jewelry business like 5 years ago. So I didn't realize I was an entrepreneur because I wasn't like around. Like I realized if maybe I was around entrepreneurs now when I was doing that, I wouldn't have thought I was like crazy.
Maybe out of the norm. I get what you mean.
Yeah. Like, so, and I
think also like entrepreneurs get kind of like not a bad rep, but there's just like a little bit of a stigma. You know what I mean? Right. Where it's just kind of like, oh, you're just kind of out here like floating around. But it's like, nah, people are like really like doing big things. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, especially as of like lately with like social media, like the internet, and like, you know, even like the networking platforms and things like that, where we can kind of like get together and like meet other people who are like in the same space and kind of like you're saying, Genevieve, like speak the same language.
Oh, yeah.
Like I think that's definitely like revved up so much more like since I don't know, like recently, I would say. But yeah, definitely.
I agree.
Exactly. I think it's important if you're an entrepreneur, like to recognize that you're an entrepreneur. If there's like, if the things I knew about myself now I had known like 15 years ago, I think my life trajectory would have been complete. Like, I don't think I probably would have went to school because I like to learn.
Yeah.
But like the idea of going to school to get a job, that doesn't really.
I was actually like just having a conversation.
And you're not guaranteed a job. Like, that's the biggest part of it. Like, you're not guaranteed a job. You're not guaranteed a job in your field. And then you went and wasted how many thousands of dollars?
Girl.
On this?
And you're still in debt. Yeah.
Sally Mae, I hate her ass.
She can't hear me at all.
Let him know.
Sally Mae, U.S. Department of Education loans. You know, I know how to forbearance like nobody else.
What I was gonna say is the other day I was having a conversation with my mother and I was telling her how I wish, you know, when I was in school, rather than having me like on one set path,
right,
you know what I mean, like you have a major and you're just on that path to whatever that major is, I wish school spent time just drawing out of one person their skills and their gifts. Yes. Like, there are a lot of things after, you know, I quit my job and I jumped into this, I realized I had so much talent. And I'm like, damn, I didn't know any of this. Yeah. And it's sad that at 30 years old, it's all
away
coming
in
out.
An office in a little cube, all comfortable. Right.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like it's also like so hard to like capture everything you do with. Like go to school and you choose like one major and then it's like, okay, it's cool, like maybe like I'm good at business, this is what I want to do, but I'm also really passionate about like X, Y, and Z, or I'm also really good at like, you know, whatever else it is. Like I feel like they need to encompass like all of like people's talents, skills, passions, and interests, instead of being like, okay, you're an accounting major, so go do your numbers and bye, you know.
What would you say, how would somebody, if someone's watching right now or listening and they're wondering if they're an entrepreneur, what would be some, like, a couple key points, some major keys to let you know that you're an entrepreneur or that you're on that track?
So I'm very, like, literal when it comes to the definition of being an entrepreneur, which is somebody who takes a great financial risk. So I think, you know, it's one thing, because I think as human beings, like, we naturally have, like, you know, drive and ambition and passion about certain things. Like, we're naturally capable of doing much more. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about being an entrepreneur, that specific person is willing to put aside money, which a lot of people, when they become entrepreneurs, they're chasing after money.
Right.
The entrepreneur is actually like, let me figure out how to bring value and quality and fill a gap where there's a need within society.
Yeah.
Let me help people, and I know that I'm gonna have to take a financial hit during in the process. You know, like not to say I want to be poor forever. I know I'm gonna come out a multimillionaire, but because I know, especially with what I'm doing with Belle, there's a need for Black women to be highlighted and celebrated.
Right.
So that is my focus. Whenever the money comes, which it will, I will be ready, but right now I'm not chasing after money.
Right.
And that's probably another thing. Entrepreneurs don't chase after money. Money
Girl,
comes.
Girl, snap.
I'm snapping over here.
Right. I was actually watching T.D. Jakes' interview on The Breakfast Club. And I know most people know T.D. Jakes as a pastor, but he's a definition of an entrepreneur.
Mm, I believe.
You know, with all his books and his movies and his media and all the other stuff. And he just released a book called Soar, which I have not bought yet, but I remember this interview is so amazing. Like I've watched it twice. I should probably watch it again. But one of the references he made, which speaks to just what you said, was the fact that he was like, people who go into business or being an entrepreneur to chase money, they don't last.
Yep.
But if you...
Yeah, so true.
Right, because you're chasing money, so when things get hard and you're not making money, you're going to just quit.
Exactly.
He was like, if you identify a need and you're going to meet that need, and it's not... I mean, the money's going to come eventually, like you said. Like, he's like, you're apt to, you know, stay in it longer.
Yep.
And therefore...
That's so true.
Eventually succeed.
I believe.
I think also too with that, it's like you're not finding your fulfillment in money. You're finding your fulfillment in filling like whatever that gap is, whatever that need is. And so like when you're fulfilled off of that, the money is just kind of like extra. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that was a really dope major key you just dropped. I hope y'all picking up these little jewels she's dropping.
Don't leave them on the ground.
For real. Any more tips, Burley?
Don't ever give up. Keep checking. No, but seriously, a lot of the advice people gave me, and when I say people, I mean like my YouTube idols, like Les Brown,
Robin,
Earl Nightingale. But a lot of the advice that I would hear them drop was the simplest stuff, and I'd be like, come on, but like, how did you make it for real? And now that I'm like, oh, it really is that simple. Don't give up.
Yeah.
You know, my boyfriend actually shared, I think it's Matthew chapter 7, verse
7. All right, girl, give him some Bible, girl.
I don't know verbatim, but it's pretty much saying, like,
we can Google it.
Keep seeking and you'll eventually find. Keep knocking, the door will eventually open. Like, it's just the law of things. Like, if you just keep going, don't ever give up, eventually that door will open.
Amen, girl. Take him to church, girl.
Yes, hallelujah.
All right. Okay. Any other major keys?
Nope.
Okay, so I guess, you know, I always gotta be like the critic. So I've meet people that are like, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm like, no, you're not.
Oh,
How does one know if they're not an entrepreneur, or what is the wrong mindset? I guess maybe that should be more of a building up question. What is the wrong mindset?
She said, "Who has the secret access to the club?"
'Cause I don't want to be in here. No, it's true. Cause, like, I mean, like I said, I feel like there's a different mindset when you are entrepreneur, or like you talk about financial risk, but I feel like risk in general, like. I guess I wasn't thinking about it in financial risk, but like quitting a comfortable job, or sometimes you're not even comfortable, comfort, but just like the paycheck that's going to drop on the 1st and the 16th of every month. Like, you know, like leaving that to kind of like, oh my, cause like my cousin the other day was like, well, how I was talking about her, cause she has business ideas. I'm like, you need to pursue them. You need to do this ABC, whatever. And she's like, how am I supposed to make money? And I like,
you should not say like that.
No, that's how she said it. Like, but how am I going to make money? And I was just like, girl, the job I go to, I sit there and I'm on a computer for 8 hours a day and I'm answering phones and I'm doing all this stuff. It's I'm not even gonna tell y'all what I do, but the point is, there's 1,000 employees over the world that work for this company, but it took one person to think of like, oh, I should create this type of business and start it and keep growing it till eventually there's a desk position for me that I don't want to be at. So but my point is, like, I think, I guess one thing I would say is vision. I feel like you can't go after things you can't see.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't mean like see, like it be like tangible, but like envision, like, yo, one day I'm gonna have all this, or you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think you almost have to be a little crazy.
You do have to be crazy.
I think it's almost like a what do you call that? Like a rat maze or whatever. You know, like the maze that the rats run around, where it's like, all right, I'm going to go in here. I don't know how I'm going to get to the other side. But what I'm doing is I'm going to try and, you know, seek out every avenue. If I hit a dead end, you know what I mean? I'm going to turn around, go back out, you know, reverse. And then at some point you make it to the other side, you know?
Yeah.
No, that's true. Okay, so we talked about BWE Boston. How does one get involved?
Yeah, because Chris needs to know.
I look so serious, don't I?
You do.
Does that look creepy? I'm not creepy, guys.
So, BWE Boston is specifically for millennial women of color.
Let's emphasize
Boston.
Millennial.
And, yeah, emphasis on millennial. And, you know, being that I'm in business, I'm all about niches, which so is why, that's why it's so specific. Just so we can relate to one another. We're kind of like in the same place. But you guys can find us on Facebook. At Black Women Entrepreneurs, if you just type that in, we'll come up, and you know, put in your information, we might let you in. No, I'm just kidding.
Please answer the question. No. People will like, they'll request to be in the group, but they won't answer the questions.
And yeah, I'm like, answer the questions. So we have questions to make sure that you're a good fit for the group, and it's not just for us. Like, we're not trying to be like, you can't sit with us, but it's also for you to make sure that the group makes sense for you also. So when you answer the questions, we know that it makes sense and we can let you in right away.
And can we also preface this by saying that this group is not about promoting yourself.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because people stay doing that, and it's not, I mean, because then after a while it gets, why would you want to, you know what
I
mean?
Can I say something about
please
that
do
too?
Please do.
So I think this is, I think for the women in our group, I think this is a dope opportunity to learn how to market without being salesy. I think we're so used to being
Ooh, like, go to my event,
buy this for me, do this, but we don't realize there's a subtle way to market where people, because we're natural buyers, people are going to buy regardless. People will buy from you without you having to ask. There's a like an art to that. So, yeah, I just
want to
put that out
there. So, basically, don't come in there talking about come to your event. We're not. No. I'm just kidding. But, I like Burley said, like, I think you mentioned in our meeting how everything you're doing, like, on social media is marketing yourself.
Yeah.
Like, Crystal, you're in South Korea right now, and you're posting. I'm waiting for these pictures. Like, I sat here and watched her snap for, like, 10 minutes, because that's how long her snap was. And I watched
I know,
the whole...
I said it's so long.
I was like, girl, you want to play. Okay. But, like, it's like, I know, but it's like, I'm trying to live through her at the same time, you know what I mean? And I know she's doing all these other things, and her thing is media, and you know, Crystal got some dope stuff going. You really need to meet her in person.
Yeah, we will.
But it is marketing.
I'm trying.
Yeah. Sorry. But it is marketing, and it, like you said, there's a way to do it. Mm-hmm. And you, like, I'm not gonna get the best impression if all I'm thinking is like, you just want me to give this gift and so into you, and you know, and you haven't even figured out if I'm even your target niche.
Amen. Like, yeah, no, seriously, like, a lot of people will try to sell to you, and it's like, you don't even know if I want what you're selling,
right?
Because you haven't even taken the time to be like, hey, who are you? What do you like? What do you do?
Right.
And just that.
I find
just
that, like, the best entrepreneurs, like, they know how to do that properly. You know what I mean? Like, they can, like, lead by example, and like, you never feel like, oh, you're trying to sell me something, or oh, you're trying to get me to, you know, buy some flat tummy tea, or what, you know what I mean? Like, whatever it flat is, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, for me, I used to, like, when I first went into this whole thing during, like, the wardrobe styling days, that's how I would sell. I'd be like, hey, can I be your stylist? Can I be your stylist? Because I didn't know any better, right? Especially for the Black community. We're not brought up in this business sort of environment. Right. But I had to step outside of my box and learn, like, how do the successful people do it. Mm-hmm. And that's where I learned, like, the whole, you know, being salesy does not work. Mm-hmm. It turns people off, and I stopped.
It seriously turns people off.
Yeah, it turns me off.
I'm a salesperson, and I get turned off. Like, no, that's real. So, Burly, what you got up your sleeve now?
So, I'm actually about to launch our first crowdfunding campaign, which I'm very excited about. Yeah, it's going to be with iFund Women.
I just heard about that today. Oh, sorry, I got very excited.
Let me know.
No, I clearly missed that part. No, I went to the Make the Bread Boston event. I don't know if you've ever heard or been to. No. No. BREAD stands for Boston Racial and Economic Active Dialogue. So what they do, they bring in other creatives and entrepreneurs of color, usually from not from here. This actual today's guest was actually, she's actually from the Boston area. But they bring creatives in different fields. Today's guest was actually, she's in the tech industry, and she was just talking about how she broke into it as a person of color, as a woman, and you know, and so I know We Boss is going on right now. And then they talk about iFund being their new crowdfunding product or whatever for women businesses, iFund, right?
Yep. Yeah, so dope. I feel bad because I forget the founder and CEO, her last name, but her first name is Karen, and she's so personable. I've been emailing her back and forth because she's been.
Is she got a baldy and the locks on top? Okay, that's somebody else. My bad.
But she's so dope. The entire platform is amazing. Mm-hmm. Supporting women, percentage of their sales, like you know how they take a little cut from your campaign, they actually put that back into women businesses.
That's what's up.
They're awesome.
Nice.
Belle is about to launch our crowdfunding campaign.
Yeah.
You'll see that sometime next week.
Throw your coins at us, please. Drop some change.
Hey, yeah,
please.
No.
Tomorrow. So, we are going to take a quick break. Crystal, you got any thoughts you wanna throw in there? You good?
I think Burly been dropping all the gems. I'm just like, I'm collecting the gems because I don't know if anybody else is, but Crystal over here scooping them into her bag. So I'm ready for this break, and you know, got my gems over here.
All right, girl. Well, we still going in the Afro beats, and this song ain't new either. Girl, we about to turn Shake up. Body. It's called Shake Body, and it's by Scales, okay?
Yeah.
You know this. All right, Crystal, I know you peep.
That's my jam. I'm about to be out here dancing in my hotel room.
All right, y'all.
JP's a production. So good. Oya, shake body. Oya, move body. Make you ring alarm. Oya, shake body. Them girls just they feel me now. Cause I get some money, then they feel me now.
London. All the blessings and love I see just they make me they shout hallelujah. I say all the blessings and love I see just they make me they shout hallelujah. They hold me for ransom cause I'm young and I'm rich and I'm handsome. They won't hold me for ransom cause I'm young and I'm rich and I'm handsome. Oh yeah, shake body. Oh yeah, move body. Make you ring alarm. Oh yeah, shake body. Decalema, sagacité, equilibre, faro tema, decalé, decalé, cricata, 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 pam, pam, somunto, somunto, calopere, calopere, calopere. All the blessings and love I see just they make me they shout hallelujah. I say all the blessings and love I see just they make me they shout hallelujah. They hold me for ransom cause I'm young and I'm rich and I'm handsome. They won't hold me for ransom cause I'm young and I'm rich and I'm handsome. Oh yeah, shake body. Oh yeah, move body. Make you ring alarm. Oh yeah, shake body. Now designer wear now. I be take all the girls on a wear now. I'm the man of the year now. And my music they blow everywhere now. All the way from Katy, the whole world now just they hear me. My haters just they fear me. And nobody feed that would hear me. Love I see just they make me they shout hallelujah. I say all the blessings and love I see just they make me they shout hallelujah. They hold me for ransom cause I'm young and I'm rich and I'm handsome. They won't hold me for ransom cause I'm young and I'm rich and I'm handsome. Oh yeah, shake body. Oh yeah, move body. Make you ring alarm. Oh yeah, shake body. Coupe, coupe, coupe de calema. Cricata, cricata, paro de paro, equilibre, 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 paro de paro, oya shake body, oya move body, make you ring alarm, oya shake body.
Hey, and we back, we back. Hi.
Live video after live video.
Anyway, so we is back. Don't judge me. I'm a little ghetto sometimes, God. I have bird tendencies, which is why I think I love bird
tendencies. You have who tendencies?
Bird tendencies, girl.
Oh, bird. What kind of bird are you?
I don't know if you're being serious or not, Crystal, right now. So I'm like, do I really answer that question? No, I think that's why I like Cardi B so much.
Oh my God. Okay.
No, I really do.
I know you too.
I really do. But I think it's because sometimes I think about, like, if I didn't grow up in Cambridge, and actually that's not a surefire reason not to be a bird, because I know a lot of people who grew up in Cambridge and are still birds. But I don't know what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is, I feel like knowing my birdish tendencies, that if I grew up in a different environment where certain things were more so encouraged,
you'd be a Cardi B.
I could easily be a Cardi B.
Okay, let me find out. Genevieve got bars.
I don't know if I had bars, but
which Cardi B? Would you
be? I mean, like ratchet. I feel like I would be. Okay. Yeah, like I feel like if you know, like when I went to school in DC, like I was like, oh my gosh. Let me stop, y'all. Please don't mind me. Sometimes I just say things that I shouldn't say. Anyway, we're back.
Okay.
With Miss Burley. So see, that was a bird tendency right there.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I do it all the time. So one thing that Belle does, you know it's a magazine, but I think the best thing is that it features everyday women. I don't know if you emphasize that part.
I try to emphasize, but I think because it's a magazine
and it looks dope,
assume. But yeah, not that I like shun model, like professional models, but I appeal, or it's for everyday women of color, just everyday regular women.
So that basically means everybody who's been on the cover is a regular person.
Amen. Like you would.
I like it. Regular.
And I don't mean regular in a bad. I don't mean like your basic. Regular. I just mean like they're everyday.
Like relatable.
Right. Yes. They're everyday people. And basically, with that being said, like you could be on the cover too.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, tell me.
Who you saying you to? Me or Crystal?
You.
Oh no, I'm like behind the scenes.
No. Well, I was saying you to like everybody.
Oh.
I plan on being on the cover.
Yes, everybody.
I mean, at this point, the earliest I could be on the cover is April.
I was so surprised to see how quickly registrations were sold out. Oh my God, that made me so happy.
You know, and people see the price tag. Please don't be afraid of the price tag, because if you, you know, being that we're dealing with everyday relatable folks, as Crystal used the word relatable, people don't, if you're not like in the industry, you don't realize how much money goes into that. Yeah. Like how much, like if you have a model friend, you don't know how much.
We have so many people on our team. Right. And that's why, that's, you know, one of the reasons why I'm pushing the crowdfunding campaign, because in the editorial shoots, like, there's so many overhead costs with, like, workshop location, studio location, makeup, hairstylist, food, drinks, like, everything. Right. There's so much money that goes into it. The registration fee, I know it's high, you know, typically from what we normally see.
I don't think it's that high.
A workshop is included in that.
I don't think it's that high. Because, you know, as a blogger, when I'm thinking about, like, even just to get a photographer...
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, the person I prefer to use with her discount is still $150 for the photos, and I'm getting one outfit and 12 pictures. Okay, right. So that's just the picture. So to get your makeup done, I don't want to say you're a bad makeup artist if you charge $25, but if you can find somebody that charges $25, I'm gonna be like, what's in your makeup kit?
Yeah, and all my people are like legit. Right, that's important for my brand.
And my point just being that you're easily gonna pay $75 and up for to get your makeup done by a professional artist. And then you guys also do people's hair. You can include the hair. You don't have to do anything.
We have a fashion designer, so you get styled. Right, it's a lot.
You don't have to do anything, and you're and it and you
that's
get a write up
really
on you.
Rare though.
That's what I'm
like
saying.
Really rare.
Yeah,
I've never heard of you get hair, makeup, and a stylist.
Yeah,
and a write up. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want women to like focus on the money part. Right. You know, like just the fact that you're investing yourself in yourself, and you're walking away with such a like long lasting memory and opportunity to share you. So it's so much bigger than just, you know, little change that you might
But people do harp on the money, and I'm like,
well, okay, can I say this? Mm-hmm. So I do hear the women that say that I can't take the registration fee away, because, you know,
going nowhere.
But I am going to introduce really soon an opportunity for a woman to be sponsored to be a model. So we'll do like a contest, have people submit their stories, and we'll do, you know, we'll select
you are much nicer than me.
Well, because I love my women. Like, I want everybody.
I just feel like you'll find a way to figure or come up with the, like.
Well, I want everybody to have an opportunity.
Yeah, no, that's
true. Not everybody could come up with
that's
the money.
That's true. I act kind of hard, but I'm like the biggest soft. I am soft most of the time.
And Genevieve be like, no, go check your account some coins.
No, because I just get annoyed sometimes when, I understand if you don't have it, there's a difference versus just like complaining because you don't want to pay for something.
Yeah.
And it's value, and I believe in paying for value. And I feel like you're getting value. And if you really understood the value of all of these things, what Belle is charging you is the nothing.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I'm thinking about having to organize. You just got to show up.
Amen.
And that's what you have, Elle. Okay?
It's an experience.
It is an experience. It's a 2-day experience with a workshop, investing in you.
Yes. I think, so a lot of people, I feel like they overlook the workshop portion. That's okay. So a lot of my models have great things to say about the workshop, because we, especially for women of color, I don't think there are too many workshops or opportunities that are tailored to them and our experiences. So we like dive deep on internal beauty and, you know, tailor it to women like us. So the workshop is life changing too, you know.
Amen. I guess on that note, if people want to follow you, follow your shenanigans, want to know what's going on with Belle, where can they find you?
So we are at Belle Monique on all platforms. Our website is www.bellemonique.com. Belle Monique on Instagram, Belle Monique on Facebook, and those are really the main platforms that we're on.
Right. And if you're trying to join BWE Boston, Black Women Entrepreneurs,
type that
I'll be joining
in Facebook.
Please do. We are having our second Mix and Mingle on Saturday, November
11th. Yes.
The Eventbrite should be going up really soon, and it was lit the last time, and a lot of people missed out.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, you know, get in while you you can fit in.
Everything we do is lit.
We put a lot of effort. I think more so, like, I think I walked in like, what are we doing all this for? But now I'm like, you see it. And it's pretty dope. And we do believe in investing in each other and building these genuine relationships.
And it's not a networking event.
It is not. Don't come here with your business cards because we don't want them.
And be ready to dance. Yeah. Be dancing.
Exactly. Crystal, what about you, boo?
I know I told everyone I wasn't going to be on the show for 2 weeks, but here I am.
Sure is. Dedication.
Yeah, you guys can always follow me at The Crystal Lens on Twitter and Instagram are like my main two. And then also, if you want to follow me on Snapchat, it's Crystallized628, and that's Crystallized with one L. And if you look up the hashtag The Crystal Lens, you'll see all of my stuff that I've been posting too. I've been posting, trying to post as much as I can about, you know, Korea, because it's like so freaking awesome. And also trying not to like bombard all my followers too. So
are you there by yourself?
Pardon?
Are you there by yourself? Korea?
No, so my dad came with me, but I have a friend and her boyfriend are also living here, teaching English. So I mainly came to see her, but it kind of turned into like a dad and daughter trip as well.
That's so it's kind of like for the first one. Well, keep posting.
Yeah, say hi, Daddy.
Hi.
Hi, Mr. Chandler.
Daddy
issues. Hi, Mr. Chandler.
Dr. Chandler, excuse me. I peeped the name tag. I was paying attention. Dr. Chandler. Hello, sir. Hope you're enjoying Korea.
He's like, I've been left.
Yes.
And then if y'all want to follow me, I'm on Instagram at LagosDaves_ParisNights. You can also, I go by MissFab617. That's my my AOL throwback. That was my like Black Planet name. Anyway, at MissFab617. That's kind of more of a personal page. I don't use it as much, but I feel like I was a little too exposed on Lego State Paris Nights. But if I know you for real, I'll accept your refund request. But you can also find me on Twitter at MissFab617 and on Facebook, Genevieve Lovely1 beginning me. Okay. I think I changed it. I think I put my middle name up there. But anyway, y'all have a wonderful week. Thank you for checking in. We about to go off the air in about 32 seconds. Stay blessed, Boston, and don't stay in the house. I know it's getting cold. Go out.
Yes.
Do something.
Yeah. Have fun.
Have a social life.
Definitely.
Take care, y'all. Bye.